views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Silver Gaia Show with Dr. Bree Gibbs and co-host Stephanie Sills brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live a life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Bree and Stephanie.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Bree,
and I am Stephanie,
and you are here to listen to the Silver Gaia Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience the enlightenment today. Each one of us are going through an energy shift right now. Bree, you've been going through an energy shift.
Big one.
Yes, you have.
Big one.
Bree has had many calls on this, and she has spoke with others that are having a hard time with it. Well, she will tell you that this is to embrace this energy and things will get easier. We are blending the ancient knowledge with today's energy. No more hiding it. It is time to stand in your truth and personal power. Today, Bree and Stephanie will discuss this later in the show. Exciting.
I know. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I know. It's a good topic to have today.
I know. And, you know, I've talked to several people about this, and they're like going, oh, I can't stand it no more. Well, I talked with somebody very special the other day, and she's actually going to be on the show, but right now we're kind of keeping things down on down low, right?
Okay.
And she's an amazing teacher and author and just for out of Mount Shasta, and we were talking. And she said, well, you know, people just embrace it, like you're saying. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be so hard.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And some of us are getting new guides because it's new energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, okay, as long as we're able to embrace it.
Right.
The guides are coming in to help us.
Right.
The ascended masters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how cool is that?
You can't
get any cooler than that.
Oh, I know. This is going to be awesome.
So today we have a special guest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today.
Mm-hmm. So special guest that's very close to my heart. Crystal Stone of Crystal Voyage in Tacoma, Washington. We will be discussing Crystal's personal spiritual journey that ended up opening Crystal Voyage, a beautiful metaphysical store. I've had the pleasure to teach there. I feel the loving vibration every time I walk in that place. It's amazing. Crystal Voyage's metaphysical store is located in Tacoma, Washington. Crystal's here today to share her personal journey of enlightenment. Crystal Voyage is a center of self-discovery. Learn who you are, follow your paths to wholeness, and become a beacon of light to those you encounter just by living your truth and honor your natural attributes. Isn't that cool?
Uh-huh. Oh, I love that store.
I do. Mm-hmm. So let me finish what I have to say here.
Okay.
We all have different courses and all are endowed with gifts. They may all be different. Choose your natural ability, cherish and cultivate those that will serve you. Serve. New teeth, learning, new tool.
Yeah.
Okay, so your soul's purpose. So I'd like to welcome Crystal Stone from Crystal Voyage.
Yay, thank you very much for that lovely little intro.
You are so welcome.
I didn't live up to it now, but that's okay.
You already have.
I was just thinking as you introduced me, I thought, oh, that sounds so hokey. Not that, but my name. Honest, it's a birth certificate, first name, last name, married, and I didn't change it. So I guess I just kind of walked into it. So here's the deal. So what do you want to start with?
Well, I'd like you to tell us kind of your personal spiritual journey that got you to this point.
Well, let's see. Somewhere around 1970 or somewhere around that vicinity, I started noticing some things that I thought, how's this happen? You know, things I knew that popped up or I'd seen something. People call it deja vu, but it seemed to be a little bit more more tight in my mind than that. I think I already saw that. How did those purple shoes get in the window? Or which I ended up buying anyway because I liked fashion. But things started happening. I knew about somebody that was going to try and commit suicide, and that was really a sad thing, but it was like, oh my God, how did I know that? And just things started happening. So that time I was in the mortgage industry, and I had to go to our home base office, which was in Denver, and one day I picked up a book because I wanted to read something on the way, and it was a real garish-looking book, and it was called Edgar Casey.
Ooh.
And it was like, yeah. So he got to be one of my first ways to, study, I guess. It introduced me to so many concepts I had never thought about before. So I read a lot about him and the times that he lived in and what he did with people. And I thought, how does that happen? And,
uh-huh.
But he taught me to think about things that had never entered my mind and really got me thinking about past lives and who am I and why is this important to me? Why do I feel so strongly about that?
Right.
And as I opened up to those concepts and I opened up to other things, and in those days, channeling became a big thing in the middle 70s, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and 80s. And so I delved into some of that just to listen to what other people said, concepts that were so unfamiliar to me. You know, when I was a child, I grew up in a middle-class Christian family, but not, you know, really big. Mom went to church, Dad didn't, sort of the thing.
Uh-huh.
And but when I encountered the Catholic kids when I was in the ninth grade, I thought, oh my God, I'm going to be the first woman pope. You know, and that was really great until one time I moved and I went to a great big scary church all by myself. And the father said, you have to have this many children, and you have to. And I thought, oh, no, I'm not. No, that was the end of my Catholic career. But I still had a lot of teachings and a lot of questions about religion and what it means and are you good, are you bad, where are you going to go, what's your life path. So it just started because of a major curiosity. And as time went on, it was about in the 80s or some early late 70s, we started a meditation group at my home.
Oh, wow.
Because we had been going to Everett every week. There was, I think it was on a Thursday night, and some of us had met up there, and I thought, I'm not driving every single Thursday night up to Everett just to have this group. So those people that were closer here, we all started at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that for a few years, and it was really interesting. We learned a lot on a small group that kind of were pretty tight with our belief systems and learning everything. And then one time, one of the ladies in the group, good friend of mine at that time, and she wanted to buy a crystal show business from a guy that was going through town. So we all got together and figured out how to do it, and that was the beginning.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, so we started it with just a handful of crystals. Right now, it's like a real handful.
And, yes, yes.
Yeah. I just got back from the Denver show where I bought lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff. But, you know, what I started with was less than the first hour of what I spent in Denver. If that doesn't tell you anything. But
yeah, and
started
that's
up.
Right. One thing I want to interject real quick is if they go to Silver Gaia website, there is a link to the Crystal Void store, my crystal store. You can get that. The other thing is go to crystalvoids.com, and you can see it. It's an amazing, amazing large store.
Thank you. It's
You're
been
welcome.
Amazing. Started from a little 10 by 12 spot in the Freight House Square.
Mm-hmm.
So it's grown a little bit by then. That's the size of my office right now. But I've enjoyed, you know, it's 29 years now. I can't believe it's been that long. I was thrilled when a lady at the Freight House, when we first opened up, said, well, I've had business for 5 years. And I thought, oh, my God, she's a goddess. But, you know, year by year, in the first 5 years, I kept working at my other job because I needed some income in order to support this place. But it's like the fool, the tarot card. It's like sometime you got to step off the cliff.
Right.
And so about 5 years in, I finally said, okay, God, here goes. And we started it for sure. So that was the beginning, and we've just step by step. We moved from the freight house after about 10, 15 years. We had a building about a block up the hill between the freight house and the dome. And we had that for a while, and about 2.5 years ago, I moved over here. And we're on 38th. Well, if anybody knows where Marlene's Market is, we're kind of across the street from them.
Can you give us the full address, Crystal?
Yes, 3802 South Cedar Street. It's in the area of the Tacoma Mall. It's not very far away.
Great.
So, yeah, and I'm really happy here. It's comfortable. We've got the store. We've got a classroom. We've got a small little classroom. We've got a meditation room. We have two massage practitioners that rent rooms from here on a steady basis. And then another one, two, three people that rent different practitioner rooms. And so that's on an ongoing basis. They're here by appointments only. We don't make appointments for anybody because they're their own businesses. And
right.
Then we have different people that come scheduled every day from about noon till 6 or so, different readers or practitioners that come on a regular basis. So every day.
That's on your website calendar, correct?
Yes, it'll have everybody's day on there, and once in a while we have to switch people because everybody has different things that they have to do or emergencies or time off or... But the schedule is always there, or they can always call in at 253-272-4367. The 4367 spells Jim, so ha-ha.
Right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back more with Crystal Stone from Crystal Voyage and talk more about this exciting journey she's on.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Crystal, I have a couple questions for you.
Yeah.
Tell me more about your store, the products that you carry to help enlighten others.
Whoopee. Well, we just got back from Denver, like I said earlier, which was an international gem show, and we came back with a full motorhome full of good stuff. But primarily we started with crystals, and that's still our biggest seller. We try and get not just crystals, but all sorts of minerals that have different elements in them that enhance your body functions. Crystals are very helpful for different conditions, relaxation, energizing, all sorts of things. But we try and have a lot of books to help people discover what that is. Charlie's our manager, and he's great with the crystals.
Mm-hmm.
He already knows more than I ever learned, and I've forgotten, so. But we're here to help with that. They're absolutely magnificent flowers of the mineral kingdom. They are so beautiful and so different. And anyhow, we have a whole boatload of them right now, and they're just sitting there waiting for somebody to find.
Yeah, you have one waiting. Is right. I want to talk about the amethyst star.
Ooh, yeah. I found one. The person that sold it to me didn't even realize it was star until I said it. He's an amethyst star. What is it? But it's a geode is formed by, this is an amethyst geode. It's formed by a gas pocket in volcanic activity. So when the gas pocket gets stuck and the gas can't get through the liquid material that's coming over the planet, are coming out of the volcano, it gets a pocket. And the pocket, if the gas can't escape from it, it will form a geode. The crystals will form inside. It usually starts with agate, and the agate will form crystals in towards the gas pocket. And the amethyst is manganese or iron ferrous oxide gives it the color. And that's
uh-huh.
coming from the earth surrounding this gas pocket. Well, I found one, and I just went, oh, my God, it was a star. It's sliced in half, this pocket has been, and then we see it all polished on the slice part. But this one is shaped just like a star, and it's just amazing. I thought,
I don't mean to interrupt you, but when I saw that a couple weeks ago, I could not believe it. I've never seen a star geode like that before, ever.
No. I hadn't either. It's just, even the fellow that owned it from Brazil, he didn't even click with him it was a star, and he went, oh, it's a star, and he told, I think his whole family owns the business, it's a very large company, but he kept repeating, star geode, and I thought, yep, I got it.
Right.
It's just like, it's fun to pick out the special things. Years ago, I picked out another one. It wasn't a star one, but it had this most amazing little crystals in it that they stood out like the triangular shape. And I was at a gem show one year, and this older lady said, you know, I had this crystal geode several years ago, and it had this most amazing scepter crystals growing out of it that were triangulated, and I'm just so sorry that I ever sold that, and I just kept my mouth shut. Yeah, that must have been a sad day, and I'm looking at it right now. It's on my shelf. Sometimes you keep your mouth shut.
Yes.
But, you know, it's fun to find the special things, and especially when you know that the people that have the mines may have never spotted it. I picked up one from another great big Arkansas miner, and he had this big, they're 5x5 crates, and they'll, you know, sell you for a few thousand dollars. You could buy the whole thing. When I went in, and I picked up a crystal out of one of these, and I went up to him, and he looked at me, and he looked at the crystal, and he looked at me, and he looked at the crystal, and I says, "You want this back, don't you?" So I gave it back to him. I didn't buy it. It was absolutely perfect. In its shape, its form, with the triangulation was perfect, and the energy spiral right down through the center to the tip. And those are the kind that people cut to make look like that, but this was a real one. You know, you got to do some things, but the shows are magnificent.
You do. So then you have lots of books of knowledge for people, from ancient to today's knowledge.
Mm-hmm. And we try and get as old as we can, and some of them are fairly expensive, but we try and get information on that we don't know. A lot of information went its way during earth changes, and not everybody could read, so there wasn't that much in written material. I know there's stuff all in ancient cultures in Tibet and caves and things like that we'll never get to see, but we try and get information about every major religious philosophy. And so we have little sections on Buddhism and we have Wiccan and Christianity and Taoism and just going through. And then we go, it's through life.
And the goddess light. You got some stuff.
On plants and healing minerals and healing plants and ways to help your body heal, body, mind, and spirit.
Right.
That's not discounting doctors, because we all need doctors, but there's ways that you can help yourself.
We all have that energy inside of us to heal. You know,
we created the illness, so we create the wellness.
Right. I can say personally that has happened with me. I was told, you know, a couple of things about me. It was like, oh, no, I'm so not accepting this. You know, when they took half my thyroid out. And they said, well, you're going to lose the other part. You have cancer. I'm not accepting that. I didn't accept it. And I still have my part of my thyroid, and I'm fine. Now, it may not work as well, but you know what? Maybe that's why I'm a little chubby at 5 foot. But you know what? It's okay, because I'm all perfect. And that's what people need to realize. Those are emotional diseases we cause by our emotions.
Our emotional.
Very true.
And, you know, one of my favorite parts about your store, Crystal, is that you have a spot where you can sit down with the stones and crystals and look through some of the books that you have and find what the meaning of these crystals and stones are. And I think that is an amazing thing to have in your store, because I learned a lot just by sitting there.
Well, and we have the same thing with the oils and the incense. The fragrances have a lot to do and can change your body, like flowers.
Oh, for sure.
And so we carry a lot of essential oils and herbs to adjust your body also, your body and your emotions. And we carry candles and fragrance oils and, gosh, what else do we have? Oh, we have a whole new batch of singing bowls, which is...
Oh, that's why we got to go.
Yeah. The sound affects your body greatly. The different tones, A through G, can affect it. And we got the singing bowls from Tibet, and we have a wonderful source for those. Seren Shrestha, he's been in this area teaching, and he's amazing, and he's our source for the bowls. So once in a while we get some that aren't his, but I found out recently that even the source I buy from when I don't buy from him are from him. So it makes
me that's
much good.
Yeah, that's good.
And he goes, go ahead.
Oh, well, the one thing I want to say is I've noticed like the purpose with your store and how you have young kids that come in there. And you guys don't push them in either way. You let them journey and seek their truth.
Well, isn't that what we're all supposed to do? You go to what draws you. And we've all had, for those that don't believe in past lives, fine. But we've all had past lives and we all have memories and we have yearnings or drawings to those things that our soul knows. And I think we need to explore those because those are the reasons we came back to Earth, to finish up, to clean up, to make ourselves as whole as we can so we can return every time we go back again to be in a more perfect state.
And you know I've talked about that where we come with these different things that we have to heal. And then we can go, and, you know, I don't want to come back and have to do them again.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I've learned too much and seen too much in this lifetime. But I'm glad that you offer that because a lot of people do it. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back more with Crystal Stone from Crystal Voyage.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silvergaia.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Crystal, let's talk about more about kids coming into your store.
Okay. That's one of the funnest things. We have them from little tiny babies that start coming in with their parents, and they like to go to the rock, what we call our Tower of Power. It's a revolving stand with rocks in it, with tumbled stones. And the kids love it. Most parents will give them one or two, or sometimes they'll buy them for presents and let them pick out the rocks they want. But it's an energy thing. It's good to let them know what's going on. And we also have, inside of the rocks, we've got a little book. Until I say this and they're all gone. Messages from Water from the Emoto Peace Project. And we give that out to children to show them about the energy in water. And I'm on that board now, too.
Oh, great.
Promote clean water. But, okay, so we have the children come in, and we have a children's book section. We have books to help big people like us,
right,
help them teach their children or help them understand the new children that are coming in, and help them understand what they're going through, because they're much more enlightened already.
Right.
We shut them down when they're 4 or 5 because we don't understand what they already know. And they're going on a different level than we are.
Right.
And let them go, you know.
Yes.
But that, and then when they get to be a little bit older and they come in, sometimes it's disconcerting for me about the books that they want to get or what they're asking for. And it's like, not so. Like when Charmed was on a few years ago, we'd have all these young girls come in and, man, I want a spell book.
Right.
Oh, no way, Jose. You know, so if I ever did have them, I hid them from the kids, because even though that's another philosophy or a way of learning about your life and about life on this planet, these kids that without teachers want to open a box that they don't know how to close.
Right.
It can be, you can get information like the kids that are on drugs, and that's not the way to learn about this life.
No, it's not.
Understand it. And it's, I kind of back off on a lot of that stuff. I try and dissuade them from that. And I just don't sell some things to them. And I really don't have them in the store to be.
Well, and the one thing is, we are responsible for what we teach.
Exactly.
Or what you say. And a lot of people are saying, well, it's just a store. No, it's not. It's sort of a knowledge. I can't say, of knowledge, you know, and enlightenment for us. And so when I work with my students, I say, take what resonates with you, but what does not, don't. But I know I'm responsible for them.
Well, you're responsible for giving them some ideas and teaching them to find their own way. But
right.
I don't want any negativity in here at all.
It's, right.
I'm here for people to experience love and light, enjoy their world, understand all of the elements that are on this earth, why you're here, what you're here for, what you're here to do.
Right.
Give them hope and give them faith and give them courage to be the most enlightened person they can be. And
right.
spread that light to other people, you know.
Well, and that's one, right, and that's one, I don't mean to interrupt you, but there's one thing before we let you go that I want to bring up. Facebook. Things that were put about you that were not true about the store.
We had some people posting on Facebook, and one thing said about the third thing in it said that we were famous for is our spell books, and that's why I brought that up in the first place. And that is so untrue.
Mm-hmm.
But
I would not be teaching in there if you had that. You know me well enough to know that.
You know, it's and yeah, one lady came in the other day and said, a month ago, and she says, well, I've been told that you are wicked and that you have spells, and I'm not too sure I should be here. I said, if you feel like that, I said, this is not true. And I don't know who's saying it or whatever, but it's like, it's not me, it's not the store. We don't do anything like that at all because, number one, I don't believe them. And the first thing that we want to do is show love to everybody that walks in the door. And race, religion, philosophy, I don't care. We're here to become friends with the earth. I was thinking the other morning, what do we do to stop all the fighting on earth? What can I do as a person? What's it going to take for people to walk across borders and shake hands or give each other a fight? Why are we fighting? Is it greed? Is it self-concern? Why can't we all put it down?
And the one thing that even when I just first came into store years ago, when I first moved here, I'd feel so welcome. You know, you didn't know me from Adam. I'm just Bree walking in there, you know, moving here, taking care of my mom. And it was like, it was always welcoming. Hi, how are you? What can I help you with? But, you know, Crystal, I want to bring up something. After you got to know me, I was in there looking for something. And I've never forgotten this. And you brought me the big book of the Book of Enoch. I didn't realize why, but my guy said, do you need this? And I don't know if you remember or not, but it was such a blessing. And that book is actually on the shelf right next to me in my bookshelf here. It comes out quite a bit. But I want to thank you because it was what your guides told you I needed that day. You know, after my mother had transitioned over and left the planet. And it was the most amazing gift that you could have ever given me.
Well, thank you.
So I want people to know that, that this is of love that she does this. This isn't something that she's there to make a whole bunch of money or the staff. They are there to help enlighten you and give you encouragement and guide you. You know, so we're not, that's my opinion at least. What do you think, Crystal?
Well, it's not my way or the highway. It's like, I will show you every path that I can figure out because I'm interested in all of them because they're all ways that people believe and feel and different stories that people can learn to love because of their soul's journey.
Right.
We're not all going to be one faith in this planet, but like we're not all going to be the same color.
Right.
My gosh, can't we learn to live with each other? And love each other for who we are.
Well, you know, Stephanie and I have been talking about that on other shows. The inner fighting with the psychic community, it needs to stop. It just needs to stop. There is no reason for it. It's funny because I'll have somebody say, I'm a professional psychic. And I'm going, okay. Or I'm a professional healer. Okay.
Right. Yeah. That's
I'm
great.
Sorry. We are just the conduit.
Yeah.
For the healers and the messengers. We're just a messenger, and we're doing a job. Now, that's kind of how we feel. What do you feel about that, Crystal?
Well, exactly. I had a lady in here the other day and told me how wonderful she was. And she didn't tell me because I was just sitting listening, but my God, she went on for about 45 minutes about all the wonderful things that she did and how great she was, and I thought, I don't think I want to deal with you. Because it was all her ego that was involved, and that's not what it's about. Again, you're the messenger. If you've been gifted enough to open up the channels of energy that you can relay the energy that's all around you, the energy that makes the flowers grow, the energy that comes from the sun and the moon, and the energy of the earth. Have you ever felt the earth's heartbeat? Think about that one. I did. That's amazing. But when you are not the heartbeat of the earth. You are not the healer.
Correct.
You are the conduit. And and so I think you should be very blessed and very subservient, I suppose, to that energy. And be blessed to have it flow through you and hope that you can maintain the clearness that it will. And that's my prayer, that when I do work, it's not me. It comes through me.
Right.
I am honored that it happens. And I never know what's going to happen. I can't say I'm the healer because I can't have you walk out and say, see that tumor in my hand? That's what I took out of you. It's not like
no, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. It's for you to help that person get their energy up high enough that they can take care of their own state of health. And
right.
They created it, they can uncreate it.
Right.
That sounds pretty simple.
That's very true.
Hard, but
that's true.
I think we're all, not all of us are meant to be healers, but again, that term is loosely, we're conduits of healing.
And you're right, it's very loosely used. Psychic is very loosely used. You know,
we all have it, but we just don't all acknowledge it, appreciate it, or click into that. Oh, that was a message.
Right. So I want to thank Crystal for being here today. The other thing I want to bring up is Thankful Thursdays, 50% off Crystal Voyage.
How much did you say?
Oh, no, I know, 15.
15, 15%.
You know, she's corrected me a number of times, so it's okay. I usually see her in the store with me, you know. It's all good.
Thank you.
I just got scared her to death. 15 dentures, just learning to use them as a new tool, Crystal.
No, it's 4 years ago. You know, when are you going to have a sale like Nordstrom's? When are you going to do? And I thought, man, I want to be the Nordstrom's of metaphysical stores, but I can't go, though. So sales are a hard thing to do, to advertise and all that stuff. So we just, every Thursday, we have 15% off, and we always, always have 10% off to any military person.
Hey, nice. And that's really great. So you guys heard, 15% off. And again, 15%.
Thank you, Bree. I appreciate that.
She goes, you're never going to come teach my store again. That's it.
No. The only person that gets 50 off is me, okay?
Oh, wow.
Never mind. And I'm not going to tell. I don't even get that much. But anyway, that's okay. Never mind.
That's okay.
So
the other thing we better bring up before I let you go is the Psyche Fairs are the first Saturday of each month. I've been to the Psyche Fairs. Sundays, you're right. Sorry.
It's the first full weekend. If the weekend is only one day, it's next week. It's the first, this month, it's Saturday and Sunday. But if the weekend starts on a Sunday, we'll go to the next week because we want 2 days in a row.
Right. So everyone, check out the Psyche Fair. There's a lot of amazing things that are happening at Crystal Voyage on those weekends. Also, go to their calendar, and you're going to be able to find out everything that the other practitioners are doing. CJ has some amazing things she's doing. And let's see, who else can I remember? Just, you know, there's Teresa.
We've got 7 to 9. Yeah, there's Teresa Carroll.
Right.
And there's Monty Burgess, Dan Morgan. Teresa, Sonny Bonnell, Leah Mueller, C.J. Mortensen.
Yes.
So they and some of them rotate at different times, but it's all on our event page on our website. It's on what's the other word I want? Facebook. That one.
Do you have it on Meetup too?
Sometimes.
So the best thing I would say is, befriend them on Facebook and go to www.crystalvoyage.com. And Crystal, can we have your phone number?
Mm-hmm.
She's taking
a glass of water. Yes,
253-272-4367. Well, Crystal, I really want to thank you for being a part of our show today. It's been a blessing to work with you.
Yes, it has. It's been very...
And it's been knowledgeable.
Can't wait to go after the show.
I know. So you know you'll be seeing us a little bit. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you, and hugs back. It's nice to talk to you.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a short break, and Stephanie and I are going to come back with some words of wisdom that we feel that need to be shared today. Thank you.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command, as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Silver Gaia Show. This has been an amazing show today. I love teaching. I am so about teaching others enlightenment, how to help empower themselves, not to give away their power, how to use crystals, how to respect them. But somebody was asking me the other day, Stephanie, how do you work with your crystals? I make a contract with my crystals. Like right now I have an amber skull on here that's been energized by Max, and it's like, you know, her, and her name is Diana, you know, and she's like a little princess, right? And she's like, this is a little thing. And she's like, you know, I'll help you, but as long as you love me. Mm-hmm. And so as long as you're using them in love and integrity.
Right.
And what's really nice is you don't pick yourself out. If you honestly, intuitively go into it, they pick you out.
Right. Right.
You know, so, you know, when I met Crystal 4 years ago, mm-hmm. and I decided to start teaching, you mm-hmm. know, after I met you, and going into the store, and the energy
yes.
that's in her store, you know, she had moved from one place to another mm-hmm. one, right?
Right.
And, but both stores, and especially this one, has such a love energy.
Yes.
It's soft, it's inviting, mm-hmm. and everybody's so friendly.
Yeah.
She's really careful who she allows to work in there.
I want the listeners to know, when you walk into the store, as soon as you walk in, stop
right.
and feel the difference of the vibration from the outside to the inside.
Right.
And it unfogs you.
Right.
Unfogs you and get to those crystals and stones.
Right.
That is my favorite part.
Well, you know, my favorite part, the jewelry.
Oh, yeah. She's all about jewelry.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you saw everything I was wearing right now, you go, that lady actually cleans her house with all that jewelry.
I know, right?
Hey, okay. I'm balanced.
Yeah.
You know, so with me, now that's just who I am, a part mm-hmm. of me.
Yeah.
But some of us have to wear that jewelry.
Right.
To keep us balanced.
Right.
Some of us wear a lot of different rocks. I just call the energy in of the different stones right. and rocks that I need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I love Nyesha's cards.
Right.
And,
oh, yeah.
We use them to figure out which one we need for the day or whatever and get uh-huh. the different messages. And we have mm-hmm. all sorts of cards we use, but for our own readings and stuff.
Right.
The one thing I want to tell people as a teacher, as a visionary, as you know, just a normal person going into these showcases and stuff that you go to, the psychic fairs and the showcases.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has permission to read you without your personal permission. So no matter what, even if you give them the $5, it still does not mean, or the $25 or the mm-hmm. $45, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you gave them permission. They still need to ask. There's
yes.
universal laws that everybody has to follow. And it kind of upsets me when I see that people are not following these universal laws.
Mm-hmm.
And with the ancient energy now blending with today's energy, and everybody's having a hard time, if you follow universal laws, we're going to do a show
on
that.
Oh, I know. I was going to say, we need to get that show
next
up.
Week, we're kind of busy, but after okay. that, we'll have
great.
Another show. On that, we're going to bring up universal laws mm-hmm. and why they're so important to follow them. And, you know, the I am present of who we are and why we're here and stuff. But all this has to do with the I am.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry so much on this energy. Embrace it.
Yes.
I'm telling you, embrace it, guys. You will be fine. Wear a pretty necklace you like. Take some private time for yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Get out with nature.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be with your pets even.
Right.
You know, and for me, we've been painting the inside of my house. Mm-hmm. It's resetting the energy.
Oh, for me, I start making bracelets because
yeah.
I can be creative.
See, and thank you for the one you gave me today.
You don't have to be bored and watch TV. You can sit and draw.
Right.
And just draw what comes to you. It's
right.
just being creative clears the mind.
Right.
So, I turn to making jewelry. That clears my mind.
And I like to paint and clean.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
see,
yeah.
it works for me. Or redecorate.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are things that you can do. The other thing that at Crystal Voyage, they have a numerous amount of classes, and I highly recommend
yes.
them.
That's where I first started taking classes. Well, no.
No.
That was at your house.
That was first, we went
then,
first to my house, and then
Crystal.
Then we started,
yes.
we expanded, to 50 people at my house? 25, 50 people.
25.
So we ended up going to Crystal Voyage every week. It was just crazy, and that's how it happened. And it was like, wow, and then start teaching from there we did,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, but it was a good thing.
Yep.
And so, and it was a good place that you first started off at.
Like I said, just being in that store, and I've told you many times already on the show that space where she has, where you can sit down and read about the stones and crystals, it helped me out a lot.
Well,
it brought me more in tune to, I didn't even know I was going to do crystals and stones until I walked into that store and went, wow.
I remember your first time when I took you in there.
Uh-huh. It was amazing. And thank you, Crystal.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have all the products we have
mm-hmm.
To use. The other thing is she has a back room. And it's usually a classroom teaching area and stuff. But there is a room back there that you can sit very quietly and just sit with your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And you can decide whether or not this is what I want or what I want to do. And, you know, Debbie that works there and Charlie, I've met them. They're wonderful people and stuff. They have so much knowledge to give
yes,
people.
They do. Mm-hmm.
And they've worked really hard.
And great smiles on their faces.
And I remember when they started there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Especially Debbie, right?
Uh-huh.
And she's always loving and giving out that energy and helping people. And so, you know, I just want everyone to know, they are so close to my heart. And that's what I have to say on them. In the meantime, everybody, you know, Stephanie and I are really enjoying the show today, and you're going to hear more teaching than anything from us. We're teachers and visionaries, and we're here to help you.
And we're going to go to the store.
Yeah.
And then we'll tell everybody what we bought.
Yeah.
For 15% off on
yeah,
Thursdays.
Yeah, only 15%. I think it might be 50, but that's okay. It was a great thing anyway. But that was too funny. Talk to Debbie. Talk to Charlie. Charlie's learned so much about crystals. I'm a certified crystal healer, and he's starting to overlap me now.
Yeah.
He's learning so
That's
much.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it surprises me on just how well he is doing. And not even so much surprise. It's amazing. That's right. What, I mean, yeah. And there's no judgment there. So if you go in looking for something that they now may not have, the really nice thing about, they will send you somewhere else to go and find what you need. So it's, they may have their criteria of what they sell, but they don't, how do you want to say it? Stop you from finding.
Oh, right.
So they help you. Right. Mm-hmm. So they send you to another store that may be in Tacoma or whatever. But, you know, I want to thank everyone for being with us today.
Thank you.
And you will see us again on Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
All right.
With Michaela from Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
So thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you on Tuesday.
See ya.
You've been listening to The Silver Gaia Show. New energy has made its mark. Illuminate the human race. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs and Stephanie Sills each week, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit silvergaia.net, and we'll see you next time.
The views of the guests and the callers on the preceding program do not necessarily reflect the views of the Silver Gaia Show.